This week, Spain, Portugal and Finland became the latest members of the old EU to announce they would open their labour markets to workers from the new Europe, the Czech Republic included. France and Italy are also said to be considering relaxing restrictions on EU newcomers. But will Czechs, so attached to their families and their country cottages, be keen to take up the offer? Joining me now in the studio to discuss this is my colleague Rob Cameron. So Rob, remind us, first of all, why were these restrictions introduced?
Well, they were brought in when the EU expanded in 2004, and that was to calm fears among citizens of old Europe that their countries would be flooded with cheap labour from the East. So at present, Czechs, Slovaks, Poles and so on aren't allowed to work freely in Britain, Ireland and Sweden. And as you said in your intro, Daniela, on May the 1st, Spain, Portugal and Finland will join them, lifting all restrictions on workers from new EU states. Daniel Munich is an expert on labour markets for CERGE, the Centre for Economic Research and Graduate Education of Charles University.
Definitely it's a good thing for several reasons. First, it's being proved that the predictions done by most European economies that opening labor markets will not lead to outflow of labor from new members to old members. Second is that we are going to fulfill the full membership. Until now, we were something like half members of the EU because free flow of labor is a feature of the European Union and we were not allowed to move freely until now. So this is a good message economically and also for the feeling of people in new member states.
But with six members of the old EU opening up their labour markets, the question is whether Czechs will take up the offer. Czechs barely move around their own country, let alone look abroad for work. Daniel Munich told me there were good reasons for this.
Czech Republic is doing quite well. It's still one of the leaders among new member states. The standard of living here and the earning possibilities for young are really good here. So they don't have so much to look for jobs elsewhere. Second is that traditionally young Czechs are used or depend on their parents. And this is big obstacles preventing mobility because if you move for jobs out of your village or your town, you're also losing this parental help and the help of your friends.
Right, so we've just heard several reasons why Czechs may well prefer to stay and work here in the Czech Republic. Rob, six of the old EU-15 are now opening up their labour markets to citizens of the new EU countries. What about the rest?
Well, the rest, they have until the end of April to tell the European Commission whether they're planning to apply for an extension to the restrictions or whether they're going to open their markets. The French Prime Minister, Dominique de Villepin, says the French authorities are planning to let in workers in selected areas of employment where there are labour shortages. Italy has announced similar measures. But as for other countries, including neighbouring Germany and Austria, which are perhaps the most attractive, the most convenient and the most logical for potential Czech workers, the doors are expected to close for several more years at least.
Rob Cameron, thanks for that.